Yes, I mean, you're right in saying that the Taliban have said they were behind this attack, though, of course, there's still an investigation trying to establish the facts of what exactly happened, whether it was any way linked to this land dispute that the mayor was having a meeting on. Now, the group of tribe elders went into that office of the mayor's. It seems that the suicide bomber had also infiltrated that group. He'd hidden explosives inside his turban and then set that off, killing himself, also the mayor, and one civilian. We should remember the context of this. This isn't the first attack by any means on a senior official in Kandahar City, which is, of course, the spiritual homeland of the Taliban, the birthplace of the Taliban. 2 weeks ago, we saw the assassination of Ahmad Wali Karzai, the half-brother of President Karzai. There's been the murder of the chief of police earlier this year, too. Nor is it the first time that a suicide bomber's hidden explosives inside his turban. Again, 2 weeks ago at the memorial service for Ahmad Wali Karzai, a suicide bomber put explosives in his turban and managed to set that off, killing a senior cleric. Now, as this was happening, I was here in Kabul for the first press conference by the new American ambassador to Afghanistan, Ryan Crocker, former ambassador to Iraq. This was his reaction to this latest killing.
Obviously, we condemn in the strongest possible terms the assassination of another senior Afghan government official. Our condolences are with his family and with the government and people of Afghanistan. Another indication, again, of the, I think, both the challenges that Afghanistan faces, but also the extraordinary resilience of the Afghan government and people.